different boss. I've combined my reporting skills with my spiritual ability to come up with a new assignment, the Eden Assignment.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome back to the Eden Assignment. I am Karen Eden, continuing my assignments that I feel are given to me from up above, for lack of a better way to put it. For over 20 years, I took assignments in a newsroom, and a lot of those I did not like. Well, probably most of them I did not like. But now I am taking a different assignment, and I'm hoping to make a difference in the world. I do have a guest with me today, and this is Miss Robin Shockley. How you doing, sister?
I'm doing great, Karen. I'm doing great.
Awesome. Let me just preface, we have a lot of martial artists out there that do listen to my blog, and this is Professor Gary Lee's daughter. This is Robin, Gary Lee's daughter. And, you know, some people think we look a little bit alike, and I always say this, and I know that not too many other people say this, probably in her circle, because she looks very American, but she's actually one quarter Asian, like my kid, and so sometimes we do look a little bit alike there. But anyway, Robin, I'm so glad to have you on the show today, and like most of my guests, you have absolutely no idea what we're going to talk about. So ladies and gentlemen, you're getting it raw and in the flesh. Nothing is rehearsed. I don't shoot people questions, and honestly, a lot of times people will have me on shows, and they'll shoot me questions, and I'm like, yeah. I don't even look at them because, you know, I think that I can answer honestly, and I've done this long enough where I know that my goal is to try to make a difference in this world and with people, so I really don't care too much about, you know, having to rehearse or anything like that. So, Miss Robin, if you're ready, I'm going to go ahead and get started here with you. And, you know, for, I just want to say thank you, first of all, because you, your father, Professor Gary Lee, and our brother, it's John Williams, right? Isn't it John Williams?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Out of Colorado. Okay, yeah, out of Colorado Springs, a martial artist.
Mm-hmm.
You all gave me a very special award when I was testing for my 7th-degree black belt in Greenville, South Carolina this last week. And that award was a nice little crystal plaque that said Extraordinary People's Award. And I want everybody to know I don't feel extraordinary.
But you are, Karen.
I wish I could feel stuff like that. Miss Robin, I have tried so hard in my life to feel special, and I just feel like a regular person, but that's okay. I've learned to accept it because it doesn't mess with what I need to do in this world. So that's okay.
That's right.
But that's just one of those weird things that I don't know. I shake my head and can't comprehend it. But I'm very, very honored. And it was indeed a special weekend last weekend. I got the rank of Grandmaster. Ladies and gentlemen, I know a lot of you have been talking about it. And I want to let you know, if you don't know, I did get that rank. I tested. Joe Corley tested me along with Don Willis and A.J. Perry, who went in a room back in Greenville, South Carolina at the Hilton. And I was very breathy after that test, but I passed it. And honestly, that was 30 years in the making, and I was very honored. And I don't know too many women in my art form with this rank of Grandmaster, so I'm very humbled, and I want to let people know that. But Miss Robin, I want to get back to the Extraordinary People's Award thing. As much as I appreciate that, I sat and I thought about that, and I even shot you a little DM, and I said, you know, why did you guys give me this? You remember? Didn't I do that? Didn't I say, why did y'all give me
yes,
this?
Yes, ma'am,
right?
You did. And yes, you did. And the thing is, Karen, you know, that's one thing I will say that I've learned from Professor Gary Lee is to let other people, you know, recognize who you are. Let other people shout out who you are. And it's funny that you said that you feel like you're just an average person, common person. I always felt like I was a misfit, you know, that I didn't fit in. But God does that. God takes our misfit moments or our average moments, and he makes us extra. You know, he makes us extraordinary. And so you
yeah,
were recognized. Yes, you were recognized because, you know, because of your leadership, but not only because of that, because how you serve others, like through your broadcast, through your Eden assignments, through your ministry, and share, you know, because I follow you sometimes on social media, and I listen to your videos, and they're very inspirational, they're very educational as well, and it gets your mind, you know, intrigued. And so, you know, that's why, you know, we wanted to recognize you, and Gary specifically wanted to recognize you. It's because of the efforts that you put forth into the community. That's what makes you extraordinary, not just because of who Karen is, but because of what you, you know, do for others.
I appreciate that. Now, listen, the word extraordinary means extraordinary, above normal. And I studied this word, and I think I'm going to do a whole series now on extraordinary. I got to tell you, when it comes to spiritual things, I do feel a little extraordinary, and I have a lot of confidence in that, in my spiritual walk and understanding spiritual reasoning and things of that nature. Miss Robin, I'm going to give you a question here. I'm going to give you a question, and this is one thing that I'm going to discuss on my blog today that I think shows that somebody's extraordinary. Here it is.
Okay.
Can you walk away from your home every day and not worry about if everything's okay? Think about that for a minute. Can you literally leave your home and not worry about if everything's okay? I'm talking about, do I have enough money? I'm talking about relationships with family members or other people, kids, spouses, parents, whatever. I'm talking about the health of our loved ones. I'm talking about our own health. Can you literally shut that door and get your day going and not worry about whether or not everything is okay? I'm going to tell you something.
Actually, Karen, I can. Actually, years ago, I could not. But because of the transformation that I've been through in the last 3 years and the changes that, you know, have happened in my life, I've been able to – I didn't have any other choice. So when you hit a rock bottom plateau, you have nowhere to look but up. And that's exactly what has happened in my life. So now when I – you know, a situation comes where I think I'm not going to have enough money in my bank account, because that has happened. I've had 17 cents in my bank account at once, just in the last few years, but God always made provision. I've had health issues.
Now, I know you have. I know that you've come a long way, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But let me tweak this just a little bit.
Okay.
Can you walk away and not worry about what other people are going to think? That is a little byproduct of this question. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know that I'm really there yet. I don't know. I actually have to work at it every day. I feel, as an ordained chaplain, I feel like I'm a pretty strong person and grounded in my faith. But that is something that is so overwhelming to people, about worrying about if everything's okay, or worrying about what the other people are going to say or think.
Mm-hmm.
That's why our faith, which we know your faith is also through Jesus Christ, constantly talked about, don't worry. But
and you know what's saying that, Karen, is it's funny because a lot of times people worry, like what you said, they worry about what people think about them or what actions that they're taking, and they're going to be talked about. And my thing is that I was always the one in the past. I was always the one who, I didn't care what the public thought about me. I've always been that rebel, okay? And I get that probably from Gary a lot. But I care so much what my family thought about me. That's where my worry and insecurities lied. And so now, even today, like what you said, it's a daily process. It talks about in 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight. We have to trust that process as we're going along. And so it is a daily thing. And I feel like I can, but when a situation arises, you do have to stop and question to think sometimes, right? And say, okay, God, am I going to walk with you? Am I going to trust you through this? This situation just arose. How am I going to handle this? Am I going to see this as a half-empty glass, or am I going to see this as a full-empty glass, or am I going to see this just a process of you pouring, you know, and of life just happening? And so, you know.
Well, go ahead. And I can tell you have your own show, by the way.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. Let's just say this. especially to my sisters out there, women, we have a nervous system attached to everything that happens to us. There's a nervous system. And we have triggers that will trigger that nervous system. A lot of times I have my girlfriends who will say, you know what, I don't do well with men getting in my face and getting angry with me. I don't do well with that. I don't do well with aggressive men. I don't do well with aggressive, sometimes aggressive women. Everybody has a particular trigger. I don't do well with bullying. I don't do well with people trying to take advantage of me. As women, we constantly have to go around and carry our nervous system with us, and we're always worried about something every single day. So it's not just women, but I really want to talk to my female sisters today because so many of us out there are having to tread alone, having to go solo, having to wonder about what it's going to be like in this male-dominant field with me trying to, just little old me trying to get out there and make a difference. And so much of the time, we hear the negative things and we don't listen to the positive things. We're just wired to be that way. Miss Robin, I know that you've come a long way. I think I met you maybe 3-4 years ago, and I know you've come a long way. I can feel it in your spirit. See, I'm a spirit reader. I can read people's souls pretty good with that. Now, without sounding scary, I will say I do have a gift to do that. I talk about it a little bit on this blog. But you've come a long way with your nervous system, for lack of a better way to put it, in the last 3 years, and I know you were going through some things. And, you know, I see you moving forward, but I see you as the same thing as myself and many other women. Sometimes it's that, well, what is the people that really matter to us? What are they going to say? And I'm here to encourage people not to worry about that. Miss Robin, let me just say this, too, and then let's talk about you and your story. Let me say this, too. Right now, our country is in a position where a lot of people have their nervous system just hanging out there. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who have to understand that, you know, if you're walking away from your house wondering if everything's going to be okay in the future, you are in sin, my friend, if you believe in Jesus Christ, because he died so that you would know that everything's going to be okay. And if you're worried about the political change, whether it's going to happen or not going to happen, or the COVID business issues, how it's going to affect you and your business and your money, if you're worried about stuff when you walk away from your door every day, you're in disobedience. I'll just flat out tell you that you either decide that you are going to trust God or you're not. There's no in between. And if you're going to trust God, you have to let go of your future and what that may look like to you at this present time when things are a little bit on the dark side. That make sense?
Yes, yes.
All right, tell me what happened.
I would like to add on to that. You know, we talk about, you know, we're worrying and we're fretting with, like what you said, with the political thing and stuff. And my solution is, with this, is that I know I'm different. I've always known that I was different. And I was set apart. And these are one of the slogans that I have with my brand for Focus Forward Robin is to think, believe, and achieve. You know, if you think it, you're going to believe it, then you're going to achieve it. That's what I always say at the end of my interviews and such. And, you know, I try to let, you know, today, every day I get up, I try to let that be the day that I discover who I am. You know, before I wore a mask for so long, I didn't know how to discover who I was. But every day I'm saying, God, help me to discover who you created. You know, what you see in me, help me to see the same thing that you see in myself and be happy with that outcome, whether it's a good thing, you know, or if it's a bad thing. But for God, if I'm seeing these things, but for God to turn those things around and say, okay, Robin, this is what you need to work on. You need to work on your insecurities, worrying about what family thinks or what the public thinks about this or what, you know, about that. And you talked about wanting to reach the sisters that are out there because there is so – it shouldn't be this way, but there's so much competition. I have got guy friends that are I'm really great friends with, and I have girlfriends that I'm really great friends with. But there is a wall there with a girlfriend of the same gender, just like it is with a male, and the male being the same gender – where you have that wall that sometimes you feel like you can't open up as much because how are they going to perceive you? How are they going to, you know, receive, you know, your flaws or something, or they might judge you. And you do think about that. You've got to wipe all that away, and you take your experiences, and that's how you do it. You take it and you choose to turn it around for the good and to not let anyone stop you from discovering what that potential is within you. And I had to break free from that because a couple of years ago, I was married for 28 years. I was with my ex for like 29 years, and it was a toxic relationship. And we talk about that today, and we're at peace with one another. Thank you, Lord, for that. But it was really a bad divorce. I went through a really, really bad divorce. I went through, not only did I lose my community service outreach company, a business, I lost church family, friends, family, people that are in my family. I lost relationships with them, and I had to start my whole life over. I lost my home, you know, I lost a lot, but I didn't lose myself. My business mentor told me, he said, Robin, you're still breathing. You know what? So you don't, I don't want to ever hear you say you lost everything. Because I was going around saying, I lost everything. He said, change your words. It's all in how you perceive it. Change the way that you speak it. And so I don't say that anymore because I almost lost everything, but I did not lose my breath. I still am living. I'm still going forward. I'm still moving. And so I chose to rise up and catch what God had for me, and I started my whole life over. And so with starting my life over, I didn't have anything. I started from scratch. I had to downsize from a very nice, sizable house to a tiny little apartment, and I had to learn to be content with what I had. And I had to find myself. I had to discover what I liked about myself, what I didn't like about myself. And God started equipping me. He started equipping me for a greater cause and a greater purpose. And when I thought that outreach was my identity of serving the homeless, serving the community, ministering in churches, doing leadership, you know, retreats and conferences and doing all these different things, which is great because I was giving God praise for it all. But I thought that was all my identity. But really my identity was going through the process of getting to know him more and understanding what his full purpose. Okay.
All right, hang on. It's still my show, Miss Robin.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hang on a minute. Let's go back for a second because you said something initially, and I want to break this down. When you are initially talking to God in your spiritual journey, and you say, mm-hmm. show me what it is that I need mm-hmm. to do, show me what I need to fix or correct, you're really asking for a molding. That can be a very painful thing to ask. People don't realize this, but when you have that relationship with God and you actually reach out and say, okay, God, show me, what is it I need to correct, fix, where do I need to go, what do I need to do? Molding can be a very painful experience. It can be a very lonely experience. It's a necessary experience because it gets us where we're supposed to be, but it doesn't take away from the fact that we are asking to be re-identified through him, and this journey can be a very painful journey. Can you do it? Absolutely. But seriously, ladies and gentlemen, when you think that you have all the answers and that you are exactly where you need to be, if you were to ask that question, you watch how everything will change. Now, it will get to your purpose of what you're supposed to do. But I want you to know sometimes that pain that you feel when you're on this spiritual journey is because you've got a greater outcome on the other side. And that's very important that people grasp that and don't glaze over it. Because if you're going through hell right now, Winston Churchill said, well, then just keep going through hell. Do it until you get to the side where you know you have to be at this point and place, because that's where the blessings are going to be. Not necessarily where you're comfortable now, but where you're supposed to be. And it takes a big person to do that, to actually say, God, what is it? Mold me the way you need me to be. But listen, if you don't mean it, guys, don't pray that prayer, because it can happen. Okay. Yeah. Miss Robin, I know that you went through the divorce, and I know that, you know, it was a couple years there where you had to re-identify, and I know that your faith got you through a lot of it. And I like to always do something called I go a little bit deeper, because mm-hmm. so many people can hear a lot of the great things we're saying right now from a lot of TV shows or whatever, but people can't hear going deeper on a lot of this programming that's out there. So I'm going to take you to go a little bit deeper here with me,
okay.
if you don't mind.
Oh, no, I'm very transparent, so, yeah.
Okay, good. We all know that we serve a living God. We know that he's on the throne. We know all of these things. How do you handle an insecurity, something that you know doesn't feel right, that there's no flow in? In other words, what I'm asking you is, tell me about yourself and why you're insecure and how you deal with that every day.
Okay. As we discussed, I am a Christian believer in Jesus Christ. I'm a very spiritual person. I pray, but I don't just pray. I praise. I worship. I communicate with God. I'm not someone that's like a religious person that just gets alone and says my little do's and thou's to God. I literally have conversations. I'm a big sign believer. When I say sign, it freaks some people out, like what you said, that you can read people. I don't read people, but I can. God will speak to me through a sign. I mean, even through a license plate, words will come through the initials of the license plate, and they will be a Bible verse. And I'll go straight to that Bible verse, and God will give me a word for it, and I know to act on it. And I do a lot of blogging from that. But I spend a lot mm-hmm. of communication with God. So when I start getting intimidated or I'm worried about something or I get insecure, feeling less than myself, like right now, let's just talk about it. It's the holidays. Right now, I'm not in my children's life, right? So that's a little difficult for me because I will be, you know, emotions are rising. I will have some feelings that will try to take root and take me back to think, well, you know, if I had done it this way or if I'd done it that, you know, we worry about, like what you were saying, we worry about these things, but I have to take captive of those thoughts. I have to choose to think the positive, and by me doing that, I'm an affirmations person. So I have sticky notes and affirmations written all over my apartment. And, you know, I have the Word of God, of course. I read my Bible. And like I said, I spend time in worship and praise with him. So I'm constantly feeding my mind. So and I ask God daily, and I do communion. I've been doing it for almost a year. It's not a ritual like some people do it. You think that you can only do communion like once a month or only back in the old days, only the pastors could do the communion. No, I have daily communion with God, and it's a different type of communion that I have with him because I totally surrender myself and give myself away and say, okay, God, you take all of me. You lead me into the day that you want me to have. And I speak these affirmations over myself and ask God to make me whole, because when I feel empty, he's the only one, you know, that can fill us up. And so that's a big part of my identity, of me getting through
stop
the emotion.
Stop there.
Okay.
Stop there, because you're saying stop. It's good stuff. But I want to break it down a little bit, because not everybody listening is a Christian person. Matter of fact, the majority of people that are on my social media don't really identify with Christianity, the majority of them. But that's okay.
Okay.
You know, they don't have to listen. I don't care. You said a couple of things. What I'm hearing you say is, you know, your family's broken. I'm hearing you say you got kids and your family is broken right now, especially around the holidays. Everybody's emotions are going to flare. And that's what I'm hearing you saying. And it can be very drudging and dreadful to have to deal with. Now, a lot of women that I know that go through divorce have the same problem. The holidays are a killer, just a major killer. And what I'm hearing you say, a couple things that you brought out, one of them is you do praise. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know this technique of praise, praise will shut down evil. The devil hates praise. I don't care if you can't sing. If you can sing, sing. If you can't sing, sing. Turn it on. Turn on the music. Whatever you need to do, praise will always shut down evil. So that is a very powerful thing that you do to actually combat the things and the insecurities that you may have to deal with over this holiday season. This is why I want to break this down. The other thing is that you mentioned is communion. I think you're saying what I think you're saying, but listen, ladies and gentlemen, communion is very powerful. I literally, when I'm going through a hard time, will take the body of Christ, the unsalted cracker, and the blood-colored liquid, say the Lord's Prayer, and do what I need to do with that. It is a ritual. I do it every day because the Bible says it's a very powerful ritual. Spiritual people, all spirituality and all faiths have rituals. I don't have a problem with rituals because I know that it's not the power in the blood-colored juice or the cracker. The power is that it's a carrier of my faith. And if you're going through a particular struggle, you can actually take communion on your own every day. The early Christians did this every day, guys. Every day they got together, and before a meal they would take communion. Now, churches today, they tend to do it around the holidays once a year or whatever. But if you're going through a hard struggle, you get that blood-colored juice or wine or whatever, you get that unsalted cracker, say the Lord's Prayer, say the body of Christ, the blood of Jesus, my dominion, power, and authority over all evil. Do that every day. The devil hates it. It's extra protection, and it's extra security. And people that believe in the faith of Jesus Christ are doing this. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with having carriers of your faith. So, Ms. Robin, I wanted to break that down because you said a couple of very important things, and I want people to know that these are things.
And testimonies have come from that, because it's an extra step in your walk with God. It's an extra step in your faith believing life for Him and what He's done for you. And if you don't have a relationship, with Jesus Christ, we encourage you to try this, because I'm telling you, testimonies. I mean, I can't even count. It's going to be in my next book, but testimonies have come from just doing this walk, this journey of Holy Communion daily.
It's very true. It's very powerful. You know what, guys? Everybody has something. I mean, people look at me as a grandmaster with 7 black belts and think I don't have issues or problems. I'll be the first to tell you that I don't feel extraordinary. I wish I could. I would love to be able to feel that. The things that I've done and accomplished in my life, I'm very grateful to God for being with me. But for whatever reason, probably the foundation I had as a child, I am not afforded the ability to feel that extraordinary sense. However, in the spirit realm, I understand extraordinary. I understand extraordinary. And there are people every day that are actually rising above the physicality of what their life is. And they're discovering that the journey in the spirit realm is going to be able to carry them. And that's what Ms. Robin is saying. And that's what I'm saying to you. You have to have knowledge. The Bible says study to show yourself approved. If you don't study these spiritual things and these steps, you're not going to know what to do. So it's very important that as you go through your life and whatever comes against you, if you can't walk away and feel like everything's going to be okay because you're burdened, stressed, or troubled, you need to take that extra step in your faith. And if you've already confessed Jesus Christ, you need to take the Holy Communion, do the praise, read the Bible out loud, many things that you can do to combat things that would come against you. It's very, very true. Ms. Robin, do you believe we just blew a whole 30 minutes?
Wow.
That was quick. I'm going to have to come back on, sister, and we'll do some more talking and everything like that. But I appreciate you coming on, because you're letting people know that, you've taken a spiritual journey, and you're letting people know that in the toughest of times, that is something that has sustained you, and that this journey is a continuum. Just like in my martial art in Tung Sudo, we don't get black belts, we get midnight blue belts, because it's a continuum. It's not over. It's not a finality. We always have to keep putting one foot in front of another. And I'm doing the same thing. I've continuously done the same thing. I'm going to continue this series on being extraordinary, and I'm going to put it into the context of a spiritual journey. And we'll do that again next week, ladies and gentlemen. But Ms. Robin, I really do appreciate that little award. That was so kind that you all gave that to me. And
I just want to say, you know what? God bless you on your journey, as I know you got great things coming because you got a good heart, and you mean very, very well with the things that you say and do. Real quick before we go, I want you to tell everybody about your programming or your website or how to contact you for more information on what you're doing.
Sure. Well, I am a jack of all trades. I am doing a lot of things. I do have a talk show. It's called Focus Forward Robin. It's about Pit to Purpose. It's for entrepreneurs, community advocates, pastors, a majority of people, where you actually come in the studio and you share your story. You kind of tell why you do what you do, and I'm kind of like Karen is, where it's not scripted. I don't go by script. You just go with the flow. And for those that don't come in the studio, I travel to you. So I travel all over the country showcasing people's businesses and what you do. And as well as, so you can reach me on Instagram under Robin Shockley or under, of course, Facebook under Focus Forward with Robin or the Robin Shockley page. And then also, I'm an author as well, and I've written a book called Catching the Vision to Focus Forward. And it's a 31-day devotional for men and women. And it helps encourage you with Bible verses and then a brief story, short story about things, how God's helped me in my life to overcome, to catch the vision, to focus forward with a new, brave, and bold life. And then I give everybody a challenge. So it's something you can do daily or you could do it as a weekly devotion, because I prefer you to do it as a weekly devotion so you can think it through with the challenges to work them out. But I'm all over social media, and that's the best way to reach me. So, yeah.
All right, sister. That's all good stuff. Thank you so much for being on the program, and you just keep on keeping on, and I'm going to do the same thing. And guys out there, you know, we're coming up in on the holiday season, and it's going to be sad for a lot of people. A lot of people aren't able to go about with their business and do good things because of the virus and just because of political changes. And you know what? You just need to pray, because prayer is very powerful, and get other people who believe in the same God that you believe in, which is Jesus Christ, for us to pray with you, for you, because it's like an aroma that goes up to the throne of God, the Bible says, when you could put these prayers together with two or three people or agreement. There is strength in numbers, and we got to pray for each other. So always take the time to pray, and then when you think you've prayed enough, just pray some more. Very powerful move. Thank you, Miss Robin. Thank you, guys, and we'll see you all next time on the Eden Assignment. God bless you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.